بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رجلا قال: يا رسول الله، من أكيس الناس وأحزم الناس؟ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أكثرهم ذكرا للموت وأكثرهم استعدادا للموت، أولئك ذهبوا بشرف الدنيا وكرامة الآخرة. والطبراني رحمه الله. We mentioned a few days ago that a person, he must bring a'mal, ma'mulat, with regularity into his life. If he wants progress, this is the way. And he can start small, but he must do this. Now, every one of us will have experience that we have ups and downs. After the month of Ramadan, for example, we make a firm intention that I'm going to recite the Quran every day. And then for 2 weeks we manage, for 3 weeks we manage. And then a down period comes, we don't feel like it for a few days. And before we know it, it's gone for 2 weeks. So these ups and downs come. So a person needs something that will help him stay on track. If he goes off track, if it stops for a few days, it helps to bring him back on track. And in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given one such advice. Nabi sallallahu, Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says that someone asked that, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the most intelligent person and who are the most precautious people? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرَ لِلْمَوْتِ, those who remember death the most and those who prepare for death the most. So in reality, they are the same things. They are two sides of the same coin. If you remember death, the more you remember death, the more you will prepare for it. And the more you try to push it behind the curtain, that it's there but I don't want to think about it, the less you will prepare for it. Now preparation for death includes everything for the hereafter. When you remember death, then naturally you will get worried that I should have these amal in my life, they're not in my life. These amal shouldn't be in my life, they are in my life. So if a person makes a point of remembering death frequently, and it's not something so difficult, you don't even need to go to a bayan on death, that if you go, alhamdulillah, you should go. Wherever there are discussions of the ulama, especially on the hereafter, but a person can sit down himself, think about death by himself in seclusion. That what if my death comes? What is my condition? How will I fare? And this is something that every person should do from time to time. If he has sins in his life, he will be given the tawfiq to repent. If he is lazy in doing his ma'amulat, things which he should be doing regularly, he will restart doing them. And if he is already on track, then this will increase his vigor. This will increase his inclination. So you can say every single person stands to benefit. So this is something that is easy to do. And if we make a point of doing it, then inshallah, to some degree, we will stay on track throughout the year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to remember this frequently. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.